For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping has announced that China will host the 2016 Group of 20 Summit in Hangzhou, capital of eastern China's Zhejiang province. Addressing a working lunch during the 10th G20 Summit in Turkey, Xi Jinping says the theme of the summit will be building an innovative, invigorated, interconnected, and inclusive world economy. China is set to take over the presidency of the G20 on December 1st, and a series of related meetings will be held next year. In the meantime, U.S. President Barack Obama has voiced his support for China's presidency, saying he looks forward to attending the Hangzhou summit. The latest round of the G20 summit concluded in Turkey on Monday. Leaders attending the summit have vowed to strengthen global economic recovery. The meeting's communique said the countries remain committed to lifting their collective GDP by 2% by 2018, a goal previously set in 2014. The leaders also acknowledged the WTO's central role in supporting global trade. Other economic and trade issues addressed included global tax reforms, job creation, eradicating poverty and combating corruption. The U.S. Institute of International Education on Monday released its latest findings on international students in the country. It says the country hosted a record number of some 970,000 international students during the last academic year. That represented a 10% year-on-year increase. Around 300,000 Chinese students made up the largest group among that figure. However, the growth rate of Chinese students in the U.S. was outpaced by that of Indian students. There were some 130,000 Indian students in the U.S. last academic year, a 29% increase compared to 10% for Chinese students. The U.S. Department of Commerce said international students contributed more than $30 billion to the U.S. economy in 2014. Environmentalists warn that the avalanche of mud and mining waste from two collapsed dams running into a major river in Brazil's southeast may have caused permanent damage to the region's ecosystem. The collapse of two dams at a Brazilian mine has cut off drinking water for 250,000 people and saturated waterways downstream with dense sediment laden with toxic chemicals that could wreck the ecosystem for years to come. 9 people have been left dead, 19 others are still listed as missing, and 500 people were displaced from their homes when the dams burst at an iron ore mine in southeastern Brazil on November 5th. The fourth leaders' meeting of China and Central and Eastern European countries will be held in East China's Suzhou City next week. The Chinese Foreign Ministry made the announcement on Monday, confirming the gathering will take place on the 24th and 25th. Leaders from China and the 16 Central and Eastern European countries will discuss how to further promote cooperation and development. According to Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei, Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet these foreign leaders here in Beijing. The U.S. State Department says Syrian refugees are now subject to the highest level of security checks of any category of traveler to the United States. Also on Monday, several U.S. governors have threatened to stop accepting Syrian refugees. The moves come amid concerns terrorists might use the refugees as cover to sneak across borders. French police say one of the terrorists involved in the Paris attacks was found to have a Syrian passport and likely made it to the country undercover with the refugees. The United States announced on Monday that the USS Harry S. Truman aircraft carrier has left for the Middle East to assist the counterterrorism campaign in the region. The deployment came days after terrorists carried out well-coordinated attacks in Paris, which killed at least 132 and wounded more than 350. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. According to a statement by the U.S. Navy, the current deployment is part of an ongoing rotation of forward deployed forces to support maritime security operations in the U.S. 6th and 5th Fleet areas of operation. China's Tianhe 2 supercomputer has retained its position as the world's most powerful system for the 6th consecutive time, according to a biannual top 500 list of supercomputers released recently. Tianhe 2 was developed by China's National University of Defense Technology and deployed at the National Supercomputer Center in Guangzhou. It has held the title since June of 2013. The Chinese system is almost twice as fast as the next on the list, Titan of the U.S. Department of Energy. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.